Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So there was a shaila that I was asked a few weeks ago that I thought we'll just have to sit on the back burner until next Yom Noraim, because it's more that kind of shaila. But now with the Baruch Hashem increased emphasis on Avas Yisrael, for very, very unfortunate reasons, but at least the increased emphasis on Avas Yisrael, where many of us are focusing a lot on feeling for and connecting with Achenu B'nai Yisrael, so I thought that this Shaila maybe is relevant again, because obviously our connection to Klal Yisrael has to be not only with Klal Yisrael, but with Rebbe Yisrael as well, meaning in terms of our own interpersonal relationships. It's worthwhile for us to think about whether there are any relationships that require smoothing over. So here's the shaila that came up. Somebody received a call right before Yom Kippur asking for mechila, quote, for the bad things I said about you. So knee-jerk reaction was right before Yom Kippur, he said, I'm mochel you. Then after Kol Nidre, he just couldn't get it out of his head. He had no idea that this person had actually said bad things about him. And the more he thought about it, the more he realized he's really, really not mochel him. He just couldn't stop thinking about it for the whole 25 hours of Yom Kippur. So now he wants to know, I already told him I'm mochel him, but I don't think I am. So do I need to go back and tell him now that I'm not really mochel him in order that he should realize that things are not okay? So I thought that this was an interesting question. So in order to answer this question, let's back up a little bit to try to understand what mechila is really all about. So the basis of the idea of requiring mechila is Gemara in Yuma Daf Pehei on the base, where the Gemara tells us that the only way to get kapara for averos benon mechavero is by asking for mechila, unlike averos benon mechavero, where a person goes through a tshuva process and does not have to involve anybody else's das or ratzon in that tshuva process. The Rashi on Chumash in Bamidbar Perachaval of Pasuk Zayin writes that Moshe davened for Klal Yisrael, Vayispal Moshe, Mikan Lemisha Mevakshim Mimenu Mechila, Shelo Yehe Achzori Milimchol. That if someone asks you for Mechila, you should give Mechila. You should not be cruel and say that I'm not going to be Mochel another person. The Mishnah in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadi Beis, quotes a Pasuk by Avram Avinu that even if the Beinon Mechavero violation is a monetary violation, paying back the money is not enough. You also have to ask for mechila. In fact, in the Prima Gadim, Mishpatos Zav, or Chaim Simtof Reishvav, he writes that every Avera Ben Adam L'Chavero has a Ben Adam L'Makom element also, because Hashem commanded us in the Ben Adam L'Chaveros. And if a person doesn't ask for mechila, then he does not even accomplish the Ben Adam L'Makom element of the tshuva for that particular Avera. Ktzeh Amata, the Mata Ephraim in Ktzeh Amata, Simtof Reishvav, goes even further. And he says that all of our averos ben al makom are not nimchal until we get mechila for our averos ben al mechavero. That everything hinges on the ben al mechavero. So that's just a little bit of the background of what mechila is and where it comes from. Now the question becomes: how does it work? Is the requirement to ask for mechila, or is the requirement to receive mechila? So is it just about the person saying I am mochel, or is it about me going through the process of asking for the mechila? So there is a tshuva in Rabbi Yamin Zilber and Az Nidbru Chelik Beis Simin Samachay, where he takes the position that asking for the mechila is critical. Getting mechila, that's not really what it's about. It's about asking for the mechila. And there are several explanations why this is true. First of all, it could be that it's just a technical element of the tshuva process. The bakasha itself is part of the tshuva process. When we say ad she yispayes, until the guy is okay with you, that's just the sheer of how much bakasha you need to do. You need to do bakasha until yispayes. Second possible reason is that it's critical for the supplicant to learn a lesson for the future, that by having to go through the indignity of asking for mechila, that will be a lesson for him to think twice before he does something wrong to somebody else in the future. Rav Sternbach writes in Ma'od Muzman Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Hey that the busha is part of the mechaper, that the kapara that you get for the avera is by suffering the embarrassment of asking for the mechila. Rabbi Warman suggests in his sefer that it's difficult to admit wrongdoing, and being mavril midos to ask mechila is what actually affects kapara, meaning having the strength of character to even ask shows that you're being honest with yourself that you did something wrong, and that's the mechaper. So the Aznid Baru has a few rayas that this is the case, that you always need to go through the process of asking. Pri Chadash writes, the fact that you only need to ask three times, even if you're not forgiven, the Rambam says that once you've asked three times, and even if the guy hasn't forgiven you, you're good. So the the chet now lies with the person who hasn't been mochel. But why? He hasn't granted mechila. Elamai, you see from there, says the Pri Chadash, that the goal is not to get the mechila, the goal is to ask for the mechila. And as long as you did your full requirement of asking, it's irrelevant whether he gave you the mechila or not. So that's a raya to this idea of Rabbi Yam Zilber. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Zayin says that Rav went out of his way to see a guy who needed to ask him for mechila. Why couldn't Rav just be mochel him? Why couldn't Rav just say, I'm mochel him? Why does he have to confront the fellow? Elamai, must be that the fellow needs to ask. That's part of that's a major component of getting mechila. On the other hand, in the Tshuvas Devar Yehoshua Chelkesim L'chav, he disagrees. He says, no, it's about getting the mechila. That up in Shemayim, once you're granted the mechila, check, and then you are good to go. The raya is from Tefillah Zaka, and from the prayers that we say each night before Kriyas Shema L'Amita, that come from a Gemara Megillah, Daf Chav Ches, where you say that I am mochel anyone who has done any wrong to me. Well, what does that help if the person hasn't gone through the request process? Elamai, it's not about the request, it's about the granting of mechila. Maybe the point of these tefillos, so one could argue, is not really about giving him the mechila and giving him what he needs, but it's about strengthening our own resolve to grant forgiveness to other people, even though it doesn't actually help the other party. That's how Rabbi Yamin Zilber understands it. So there are nafkaminas over here, meaning what if you ask mechila through a text or a shliach where there is very little embarrassment involved? So you may be granted mechila, but did you really go through the machaper of asking for mechila? That's a little more debatable. Or the Raman, Siman Tav Reish Vav Sif Aleph, writes that you're allowed to withhold mechila from somebody in order to help facilitate his kapara. So does that really help facilitate his kapara by withholding the mechila and putting him through the ringer a little bit more? If all he needs is a granting of mechila, then adrava, just grant it right away, and then you facilitated his kapara. So that would be a nafkamina. In Tshuvas VaHanhagos, Rav Sturmbach suggests in Chelek Beis and Resh Pehei a compromise approach. He says, no, you need to get mechila, and that's an immediate requirement. But you can wait until Yom Kippur to ask for it. The Yom Kippur element, the Erev Yom Kippur element, is that there needs to be a confrontation where you actually ask the person. And that's why the emphasis is on Erev Yom Kippur, not all year round. So now let's go back to our Shaila. We mentioned that the question was, what if I did grant the mechila, but it wasn't sincere? I didn't mean it. So let's take a step back. We mentioned that there is a Rambam, that if you ask three times, you're no longer chayiv to ask, and now the other guy has the Avera. How does that make sense? What happened to the Avera if you were never actually granted Mechila? Where did your Avera go? So Rav Yisrael Salanter points out that sometimes the Mishnah says that if you back out on a deal, you don't deal in business with total honesty, and you back out on your word, the Mishnah will sometimes have a lashon, ein lo alav ela tarumos, that the guy only has claims against you. He only has tarumos against you. Now, what exactly is that teaching, that ein lo alav ela tarumos? So apparently, there are dinim to having tarumos, meaning you're allowed to harbor ill will towards someone only when there's a heter to harbor ill will toward him. But without a special heter, you're not allowed to think badly of other people. So ein lo alav tarumos means when someone cheated you in a certain way, you may not have a dinei mamonos claim against him, but you have a heter to harbor ill will against him. And based on that, they explain this Rambam, that if a person wronged somebody and he asked mechila three times, you know what happens? There's no longer a heter to have tarumos. You no longer have a heter to harbor ill will toward the person. You don't have any right to have tainas on the person anymore. If he has no further right to have tainas, then there's no longer a requirement to ask for mechila. So one might argue that once a person tells you that he is mochel, he is also no longer has any right to have tainas on you. Meaning, if I said on Erev Yom Kippur, I am mochel you, I have thereby given up my rights to have tainas. And once I've given up my rights to have tainas, even if I do have tainas, that does not affect the other person. He no longer needs any any form of mechila. Now, it happens to be this very shaila, leaving aside Rav Yisrael Salanter's analysis, which might lead us to believe, like I just pointed out, that that the mechila is already done. Leaving that aside, it happens to be this very issue, this very shaila, is a machlokas between Rav Itzla Paterberger and the Chazon Ish. If you say, I am mochel you, but you don't really mean it, is it valid? So Rav Itzla says, yes, it's valid, because dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. We can only trust what you actually say. Similar to somebody who sells a property with a valid kinyan, and in his mind he's thinking a tanai that he's only selling it because he wants to buy a different property, and then the other property falls through. Well, dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. The kinyan was a kinyan, the deal is done, and there is no, you didn't attach a tanai to it. So a guy's going to say, I'm mochel you. Oh, no, but I was thinking otherwise. Doesn't matter what you were thinking. You said it, so that's it. Dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. That is the shita of Rav Itzla Paterberger. Comes along the Chazon Ish and Rav Yisrael Salanter, for that matter, and they disagree. And they hold that if you still harbor ill will, then it is not a valid mechila. What about Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim? So there's no concept of Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim over here, based on a Rabbi Kiva Eger about Bittul Chametz. What? What does Bittul Chametz have to do with anything? The Ran asks why we require Bidikas Chametz if you could just do Bittul Belev. And the Ran says that we're concerned that if you're Mevata Belev, it may not be a fully sincere Bittul Chametz, so you need to do a Bidika. So Frech Rabbi Kiva Eger, why not say Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim, and the bittul would still be valid? What do I care if it's sincere or not? As long as you said it, so it's done. Dvarim Shebelev shouldn't matter. Why do I care? It shouldn't make a difference whether it was sincere. That's Dvarim Shebelev. So Kivager answers that Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim is when you have a din that's totally on a maisa, like a sale where there's a maisa kinyan. So Dvarim Shebelev are not going to override your maisa. But with regard to Bittul Chametz, the entire din is dependent on your lave. It's Bittul Belev. The whole thing is about your lave. So an insincere Bittul is not a Bittul at all. Similarly, says the Chazon Ish, the entire din of Mechila is a din in the lave. So if it's a din in the lave, you're not going to say Dvarim Shebelev Einam Dvarim. The whole thing is about your Dvarim Shebelev. And therefore, the Chazon Ish and Yisrael Salanter are of the opinion that an insincere Mechila is not a Mechila at all. And therefore, you have misled the person by telling him you're Mochalim. And you should probably have to tell him that you are not really Mochalim, or actually get to the point where you are really Mochal the person. When we asked this Shaila to Rav Shechter Shlita, Rav Eli Storch told me he asked the Shaila to Rav Shechter Shlita, and Rav Shechter said, I don't understand, just be Mochal the person. And that's, of course, the answer, meaning you should just actually be Mochal the person. But not everyone is such a tzaddik that when someone really wronged them, that they could find it within their heart immediately to be Mochal the person. So probably the Mahalik should be to work on yourself, to get to the point where you'll be Mochalim a little bit more every day, till you get to the point where you are fully Mochal the person. Start doing him favors. It helps a lot of times in starting to love a person more and to be Mochal the person. The Ikar is we should see Shalom in Klal Yisrael among Achenu B'nai Yisrael, and then once we have that, it's only a matter of time till we have Shalom from our enemies, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to defeat our enemies and to live in without any worries or concerns of any attacks from the inside or out. Everyone have a wonderful day.